Today's daf is Shabbos daf, Kuf Lamed Aleph. Kuf Lamed Aleph as we continue in the second daf of Perek Rebbe Eliezer Demila, and we continue discussing issues of Bris Mila and Machshire Mila, and today we have one of the an exciting type of daf, as you'll see when like 10 different mitzvahs come up, and we try to find the unique character of each mitzvah. Beth Hashem, we'll get to that in a couple of minutes, but first we are on Kuf Lamed Amid Beis. We're going to start with Itmar. Itmar, about 12 lines up from the bottom. Just one ha'ara before we continue. Yesterday we were discussing the halacha of carrying if somebody forgot to bring the knife in a chatzer, in a street. What is the halacha? The three-way machlokas tanoim, where Rabbi Eliezer allows you to carry it even through a street because he holds machshire mila, ar docha Shabbos, even if one's violating an issa daraisa. The Rabbanan say, no, you can't even violate a Rabbanan. While Rabbi Shimon was the middle shita that says, Rabbanans somewhat are okay because the principle of gagos, chatzeros, and karpifos, all those types of rishus hayachid, rishus harabim Rabbanans, they're all private. They're all private, like a roof is a private, but because it is semi-public, so that is why Chazal gave it the status of a Carmelis, or Rishus Arabim Durabanan, but Rav Shimon held that all of them are considered Rishus Echad for Kalim that were Shovis there from before Shabbos. And therefore, that was the case of the story that was just quoted. But within the story, the Gemara quoted a line, Vayahadavar Kasha L'Chachamim, story, what the occurrence was difficult according to the Rabbanan, because one time they brought a knife in the middle of Shabbos and they were bothered. Why are you following Rebbe Eliezer? What's the problem with following Rebbe Eliezer? Number two, he's a Das Yachid, and number one, he is Shamuti. What does Shamuti mean? So either it means that he was excommunicated, based on the Gemara and Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tes, the famous story of Tanur Shalachnai, where he was arguing with the other rabbis, and he said, well, I'm going to prove that I'm right from the water, and the water starts flowing upstream, or the tree gets uprooted and jumps 100 amas, v'chulu, and then finally he says, Abaskol is going to prove that I'm right. And Abaskol says, and then Rabbi Yeshua stands up and says, Lo Bashamayimi. And at the end of that story, he still wouldn't back down, and they put him in Cherem. Were they supposed to put him in Cherem? That's unclear. The end of the Gemara sounds like that he might have been punished. Okay, either way, but that is the Gemara. That's one pshat. The other pshat, though, of Shamuti is, Rashi quotes that he is a Talmud. Rashi quotes the Talmud Yerushalmi in Mesecha Shvius. Rashi quotes, Mefaresh Shamuti mitalmidei Shamai Haya. He's a Talmud of Shammai, and that is called a Shamuti. Right? And therefore, you can't hold like him. Why? The Gemara says in Maseches Brachos, in the sixth parak, Beis Shammai, b'makom Beis Hillel, ain't a Mishnah. Right? Beis Shammai is not just any run-of-the-mill rejected opinion. That was the other day, right? That he's excommunicated. You can't follow him. But Beis Shammai is even more rejected. Ain't a Mishnah. It's not even a Das Yachid. Only by Beis Shammai do we find at least a Machlokes. Also, Maseches Brachos, that maybe if you follow like Beis Shammai, is Schayev Misa, the story by Rabbi Tarfon, that he tried to be, he takes a Likros Kedivir Beis Shammai. So what is it about Beis Shammai Dafka? Obviously, we know that learning about Beis Shammai, there is a full fulfillment of Talmud Torah. Just because we don't pask in a certain way, even if it's the rejected Beis Shammai Shita, still, we would say that there is Talmud Torah, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah applies. Right? The first couple of blot in Maseches Nida, talk about Shammai's opinion. There's a lot of dafim and shas that are not halacha lemaisa. But still, there is a full mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Beis Shammai represents a chefzer shel Torah. But in terms of lemaisa, he is totally rejected. So why is he different? Why are they different than any other rejected opinion? So number one, maybe it's exactly the reason that I just alluded to. And that is, it's not just a he, it's a they. And therefore, there's more of a danger by any rejected opinion. Okay, you could say we don't hold like him. It's one minority opinion. But the danger is when it's a whole group of people. Mesulas Yesharim says this in the end of Parachaf, that Beis Shammai, there was a danger if Bnei Yisrael follow him, Shelo Yasu Kishtei Toros. If a whole group of follows Beis Shammai, so then it could, chas v'shalom, lead Klal Yisrael into splintering even more than it is splintered, as we know it already. That's what the Mesulas Yesharim says. He quotes the story of Rabbi Tarfon, and he says, "Lo yechlesh pshumpanim shel teyaseh Torah chas v'shalom chas v'chalil k'shtei toros al kein ladas haMishnah azos yoter chasidus la'achzak beis hillel afilu l'kula milachrei k'beis shammai." The context of that Mesulas Yesharim is whenever the mishkalah chasidus, whenever we choose a mitzvah to do, we have to make sure that it's a mitzvah. to make sure that it's, we're not doing something that looks like a mitzvah that's not really a mitzvah. That's where he quotes the Zechariah ben Avkulis about the, in the Bar Kamsa Gemara. So that's an important point, number one. Number two, the other possibility is that only Beis Shammai had a bas kol go out against him and say, we don't paskin like him. I think I'm an Erev and Daf Yud Gimel, where the Gemara says, Eluv, the bas kol said, Eluv ve'elu divri lukim chayim, v'alacha gedivar Beis Hillel. And the Gemara even gave a reason there. So that might be a second additional point, why Beis Shammai is more rejected, because the bas kol said, we just go to the other Gemara. That's Tosis' question. Why do we hold like the Baskol Halacha Kebeis Hillel, but why do we not hold like the Baskol of Halachas like Rabbi Eliezer? So Tosis gives two reasons. Tosis says that maybe number one, a Baskol that follows the Rabbim you listen to. A Baskol that doesn't follow the Rabbim you don't listen to. That's one. The second day of Tosfos is that the Baskol by Rabbi Eliezer wasn't really a real Baskol. It was just a Baskol, the covered Rabbi Eliezer. You know, he said, I'm going to prove that I'm right from a Baskol. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him a Baskol. But it's not that it was a real Baskol. There's a third idea, unbelievable. The Rabbein, on the side of the Gemara in Meseches Brachos. Brachos, I think it's Daf Yotes or so. Side of the Gemara, I think Rabbein Chananel. I forgot who's on the side of the Gemara there in Brachos. Maybe it's Rabbein Chananel, maybe it's the Tosfos Yishanim. Anyway, I think it's Daf Yotes in Meseches Brachos. The Gemara, he quotes there that the Baskol, it was a test. It was a test to test the chachamim of that generation if they were going to follow the halacha, similar to HaKadosh Baruch Hu's sending a test by a Navi Sheker. Right, the Pasuk says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to test us to see if we listen to a Navi Sheker. So says that Pirish, that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu did with that Baskol, but again, it wasn't a real Baskol. Either way, that is a little discussion of Beis Shammai, lo bashamayimi, and why Shamuti? Why are they more rejected than any other Deya in the Tanoi? Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara Itmar, about 12 lines up from the bottom, Kuf Lamid Amid Beis. Amar of Zera Amarav. So first we have a little bit more relating to Inyane Erevin and Mavuiz and Chatzir. So remember, houses go into yards, Batim go into chatzers, and in order for there to be an allowance of your carrying in the chatzer, we need an area of chatzeres, because it is a public area. So that's why Chazal, even though it's surrounded by four walls, to Meshusa Yachid, to Oraisa, but on a Durabana level, because it's a public area, you might get confused with the street. So Chazal instituted that in order to carry from the house to the yard, and vice versa, one must have an Erev Chatzeros, which binds everybody into one big happy family. The same idea applies. Yards go into alleys. Chatzers, you have five different Chatzeros that go into a Mavui. In order for the Anshei Chatzer to carry to and from the Mavui, they have to create a Shituf Mavaos. They have to create a connection similar to an Erev Chatzeros. Erev Chatzeros, usually one uses bread, matzah, and puts it into one of the houses. Shita Mavos, one usually uses wine, a barrel of wine. The Mishnayos and Erevin discuss. And again, you're there, you're allowed to even leave it in the Mavui, as we will learn. But that connects the Anshei Chatzer in the Mavui. So, says Rav, Mavi Shlo Nishtatfu Bo, a Mavui that they did not do a Shituf, Ein Matatlan Bo El Abadal Anamas. It's just like it was just a Rabim on a Durabana level. Right, you're only allowed to carry up to Dalet Amos, right? Similar to a Karmelis. You're allowed to carry up to Dalet Amos there. Amar Abaya, Hamilsa Amra, Rebbe Zera, Velo Pirsha. Rebbe Zera said this and did not explain it. Ad Da'asa Rabba Baravuo Pirsha. Until Rabba Baravuo came and explained it. Before I forget, tomorrow and Wednesday's daf are going to be at night. Tonight I'm giving tomorrow's daf. And tomorrow night I'm giving Wednesday's daf, because I can't do it in the mornings. So tonight, not 9:15 is Maariv, 9:30 I'm giving the daf for Wednesday and for Tuesday and Wednesday. It'll be at night. And then Thursday, B'ezras Hashem, we'll get back to regular schedule. Upirsha, Damar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avu, Amar Rav. Says the Gemara, that Rabbi Zera Abaya said. So Rabbi Zera quoted this, and it wasn't explained until the following. Mavui shlonish tatvubo, a mavui that there was no shituf done to it, there was a statement made that seems somewhat ironic and backwards. But we'll have to explain why it is. Irvu chatzeros imabatim, if an Erev chatzeros was done in the yards, ein matalzlin bo ela b'dalet amos. So then, the Mavui carrying is more restricted. If there was an Erev Chatzeres done, so then you're only, but there was no Sheet of Mavos done, then you're only allowed to carry Dalet Amos up to Dalet Amos in the sheet, in the Mavui. Lo Irvu HaChatzeres Mabatim, but if there was no Erev HaChatzeres made, so then Mutul Talta Bakulo, then you can carry in the entire Mavui. So why is that? If when you followed the law a little bit, you made an Erev Chatzeres, so the Mavui is more restricted? Why should that be? So Amalei Rav Chanina Chozal Rabba Maishna, why is it? Ki Irvu Chatzeres in Batim. When you made an Erev Chatzeres, and all the houses are connected, Dinitku Chatzeros Venasu Batim, so it's as if, after I make the Erev Chatzeros, it's as if we're one big happy family. One big happy family, all the families together. So there's like, it's not a yard. It's like one big house, halachically. V'rav l'taimei, and what does Rav say? To Amar Rav, en amavui nitar b'lechti v'kora. Rav says that amavui, as we'll learn about, but from the first mission in Erevin, right? Erevin is this summer, right? Starts in June, July, August, September. I'm sorry. It's right afterwards, up till June, right? It's March, April, May, and June. That is Mesechas Erevin. So the first mission Erevin discusses this. How do I make a mavui on a place that where I'm allowed to carry? I have to put some type of heker at the end of the mavui, at the border between the alleyway and the street. I either have to put a horizontal heker, a korah, or a vertical heker, a lechi. So Rav says that's only allowed achayu batim v'chatzeros psuchon l'socho. You have to have the structure that we just described. Houses into yards and yards into alleyways. V'hacha, and in our case, if you make an Erev Chatzeros, then halachically, it's like it's one big house. One big house. V'hacha batimika chatzeros leka. Halachically, there are no chatzeros anymore because you made an Erev Chatzeros. So that's why you're telling me that if you make an Erev Chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry in the mavui. But then you should have the problem as the other case too. Kilo Erevu Nami. Even in the case where there's no Erev Chatzeros, you're telling me there's no limits in the mavui? But why should that be? Lichzinu lahani batim kimandistimi damu. I should view the houses as off, literally, they are closed up. What does that mean? If I didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, then the houses are off limits. There's nothing that's going to get from the house to the chatzer, let alone getting from the house to the mavui? For sure not. So the houses are gone. Halachically, I shouldn't even have to view them. So just like if I'm going to make an Erev Chatzeros, the houses disappear, the chatzer disappears, it's one big house, so the opposite too, the houses should disappear. Because the houses are off limits, it's as if they're closed up. Rashi says on the third line on top, that the chatzeros are mafsikos bein tayim. The chatzer is mafsik, because you can't go from the house to the chatzer. So, or the language of the Sheet of Loran is, if you can't use it, it's not there. If you can't be mishtamish. So, even when I didn't make an Eruv, I should view the houses as if they're closed up. The chatzeros ika ubatim leka. And there are chatzers and apatim. So you're telling me that Rav only allows a sheet of mavaos when there are yards and houses in the picture. So, ask the Gemara. In the case where you made an Erev, there's no yards. But in the case where you didn't make an Erev, there's no houses. So why should either of them be good? Answers the Gemara. Efshar demavatli le'reshuso dekulu l'gabichad. No, in the case where you didn't make an Erev, there's another way out. There's another way for people to be able to carry from the houses to the yard and ultimately to the mavui, even without an Erev. And what is that? Bittul reshus. Again, a concept that we're going to have to talk about, Be'ez Hashem, in Maseches Erevin. I can nullify my reshus. I could say, the chatzer is totally yours. We are misalek ourselves. We remove ourselves from the whole allowance of hishtamshus in the chatzer to one person. We can be mevatel reshus. Rashi says, b'nei abatim shebechatzer, reshus sheyesh lahem bechatzer, l'gabi chad minayu. So the chatzer all belongs to one person. So he has a house and he has a chatzer. So that's why the suggestion is made, even though they didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, you should be able to carry the mavui. Meaning the houses are not off limits. There's a way to go from the house to all the way into the chatzer, into the mavui. So the Gemara says, no, that still doesn't solve the problem. Sof, bayis ika, batim leka. There's only one house that's allowed here. If they're mevatel reshus to one person, so then that guy, he could carry from his house into the chatzer. But Rav requires for the allowance of the Shita Mavos, batim and chatzeros, plural. So still, we're back to the question, what's the difference? So I said, no, there's a way to have two houses. Efshar de mitzafer vat palga de yoma lagab echad. Maybe the morning, there'll be mevata rishus to one person. We palga de yoma ulapanya lagab echad. And then in the afternoon, there'll be mevata rishus to a different person. So you'll see there's a case where you have houses. Says the Gemara, as we're thinking, what do you mean? Sof, but still, be'idna de'isi lahai, lesa lahai. Still, there's no one moment in time where there are batim, where it's plural. So, we're still stuck. Why is the halacha that was quoted in the name of Rav, that what's the halacha about carrying within a mavli? If you did not make a sheet of mavos, if you made an Erev Chatzeros, you're not allowed to carry in the Mavli. If you didn't make an Erev Chatzeros, you are allowed to carry in the Mavli. So we still didn't answer that question. So here's the Maskana. Ela Amar Avashi, here is the reason why. Mi garam la Chatzeros sheye esru batim voleka! Exclamation point. What does that mean? So the Mefarshim explain that Rav really holds like Reb Shimon Shita, like we had yesterday. What does Reb Shimon say? All of these quasi-reshuyos are like one big reshus. Chatzers and gagos and karpefos and chatzers and mavuis. They're all like one big happy reshus, and you should really be able to go from one to the other one. So in our case, by a regular case of chatzeros and mavuis, what causes the problems for the chatzers? What causes the problems that you're not allowed to go from a chatzer to a mavui? The houses. If there were no houses, so then you could go from a chatzer to a mavui. That's the Reb Shimon Shita Me'ikra Din that Rav holds of. So the houses create all the problems. So once you get the houses out of the picture, meaning you don't make an Erev Chatzeros, then Memela, we go back to the Ikra Din, that chatzers and mavuis are one big happy reshus, and you're allowed to go from one to the other and carry within them. Right? Again, the houses create the whole problems. And therefore, says Rashi, I'll read the Rashi, Kilo Irvu Chatzeros, Imabatim Shari, Tahavi Kamo, Tahavi Lu, Kamoshin Ishtatvubo. It's as if you made a Shitav. Why? Because all of a sudden now, there's no houses connected to this area. The Chatzers and the Mavuis are like one big happy Rishus. That's from Shimon Shita. And that's why you're allowed to carry within them. Again, not from the house to it. But from within them, that's what you're allowed to do. Umuta lahotzim and achatzeros lamavui ki'ilu nishtatvu. It's as if you made a shituf, because the only problems are when the houses are connected, and in this case, they are not connected. Tosva points out that we paskin mutter in any case. Tosva says that we hold that even if they made chatzeros mavatim mutter lataltel even with an air of chatzeros. But either way, this continues, just finishes up our discussion of Reb Shimon yesterday, and Erev Chatzeros and Shita Mavos. Period. Okay, now we get back to the topics of our parak. And the Shita of Rabbi Eliezer. The Shita of Rabbi Eliezer is the beginning of this parak. Rabbi Eliezer holds, Machshire Mila Ardocha Shabbos. I'm allowed to cut down a tree. I'm allowed to sharpen the knife. I'm allowed to carry the knife in the street. All of these Machshirim Ardocha Shabbos. Amar Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Lo Lekal, Amar Rabbi Eliezer, Machshire Mitzvah Docha Netzah Shabbos. Don't think that Rabbi Eliezer says machshire any mitzvah is docha Shabbos. It's not any mitzvah. It's only, as the Gemara will say, 98% of mitzvahs that he says that. But don't think it's every mitzvah. Just the Maharam in the back, on the bottom of the Marshav, just as mayor here, why would I have thought to extend it? We have it by Mila, and all of a sudden the Gemara says, but don't think it's by everything. What's the Havamina? So the Maram says it must be that the Gemara is assuming that it's not, at least in the Havamina, it's not a din in Mila. It's a din in mitzvos. When the Torah allows you to do mitzvos on Shabbos, they also allow you to do machshirei mitzvos on Shabbos. That's the Havamina of the Gemara. He says, v'yesh l'daktik, behecha teisi avalon l'melef. What's the Havamina to say this? So he says it must be, mishum davasaka daitach lomar, tahata kamar abalazar machshir mila dochas haShabbos, lo mikra yalafla. It must not be based on a pasik, we assume here, even though it is, but it must not be based on a pasik, ela misvara, to kishem sha mitzvah atzma dochas haShabbos, kach machshireha dochas haShabbos, lo kach avisaka daitach, to huadin lechomili, sphere lo abalazar machshir mitzvah dochas haShabbos, misvara kamo bemila. But then, once, as we're about to, in one more line, we start quoting psukim for every different mitzvah, so then we realize it's not based on svara. It's based on psukim. Okay? So the Gemara says, that Rabbi Elazar does not say machshirim ilar doche. Why? Because then you wouldn't need psukim. And here we do have psukim. Shaharei shtei halechem chovas hayom hein shtei halechem, the two lechem, the special breads that are brought on shvuis from the new wheat, in order to be matir the chadash in the Beis HaMikdash. Remember, we have two karbanas. We have the karbana omer, brought on the second day of Pesach from the new barley. That is matir the chadash, matir the grain that has taken root since last Pesach in Gvulin. It's matir for the world. And on Shavuos, when we bring from the new wheat, that is matir for the bringing karbanas mincha in the Beis HaMikdash from the Chadash. So, shtei alechem chovas hayomim, it's a chova of Shavuos. V'lo limden Rabbi Elazar, ela mizera shova. How do I know that if I want to bake the breads, could I break the breads on Shavuos? If it falls out on Shavuos, could I bake the breads? So Rabbi Elazar says, yes, but you need a pasuk. You learn it from gzeira shava. Tanya, Rabbi Eliezer, oh, mimi na, yula machshirei shtei alechem shadochen as a Shabbos. How do I know that machshirei shtei alechem are docha Shabbos? Meaning that I'm allowed to bake the breads, the shtei alechem, on Shabbos, Erev Shavuos. Nemra havaba omer. Right, Rashi says, da'afiyasam, v'lo limda, Rabbi Eliezer, da'afiyasam tidche Shabbos, ele mgzeira shava. The rafi is docha Shabbos. So how do I know that nemra havaba omer, v'nemra havaba shtei alechem? It says the verb hava'a by the omer and the shtei alechem. Ma hava'a ha'amura ba'omer machshirin dochen as a Shabbos. We'll see why soon. Hava'a ha'amura b'shtei alechem machshirin dochen as a Shabbos. So you see, it is a gzera shava. A gzera shava is required. It's not based on svara. And the Gemara adds mufne. It is a gzera shava mufne. As we know, there are three levels of gzera shavas. The strongest type of gzera shava is one that's called open from both sides. Both words in both contexts are extra, and therefore they must be there to teach me the gzera shava. And that's the strongest gzera shava. Mufne mishnei stadim. The next level down is mufne mitzad echad. That's a machlokas, whether you're allowed to ask kashas on that gzera shava. And then the weakest is where it's not really extra. You're just comparing words. So, says the Gemara Mufne. Di'i lo Mufne, if this Gzeira Shava would not be Mufne, you'd be able to knock it out. Ika l'mifrach. You can't compare these two karbanas. Ma'la Omer, shkene matzah katzer kotzer. The Omer requires kitzira lishma. If you find the new barley already cut when they got there, they have to cut it again. They can't use the already cut. Tomar b'shtei alechem, shem matzah katzer eino kotzer. But you don't have such a halacha b'shtei alechem. So you see there's a difference between the two, so you wouldn't have been able to compare them if not for the gzeira shava mufne. And the Gemara now says, la'ai, it's true. Afnuye mufne. It is mufne. Michdi, let's see. Ksiv, ha'vesim es omer, reishas, kitzir, chemel ha'kohen. It says in Parshas Emor. Then you bring the omer, the new grain, the new harvest to the kohen. B'yom aviyachem lamali. What do we need that for? We already said. The day, the ha'vesim. Shmamina la'afnuye. Right, it's open. V'yakati mufne mitzarechad. Who? What? That's only mufne from one side. V'shamina leather Rabbi Eliezer, damar mufne mitzarecha lemeidin umishivin. You're allowed to ask kashas on that type of middle strength gzeira shava. Taviyu ribuyahu. You have an extra word to be marbe, and that teaches me that even the machshirin are docha. That is according to Rabbi Eliezer. So by the fact that there is a gzeira shava, it must be that you don't apply it, and there's something out there that we don't say machshirin or docha. We'll have to see what that is. Most things he's going to say based on psukim. But there's something out there that we will say that it is not docha. Just though we're here though now, let's talk for a moment about chadash. About chadash. We know the shtei alechem, the omer specifically for us, is matir the chadash. Anything that has taken root, any grain that has taken root since last year Pesach, I am not allowed to partake of that until the carbon omer is brought, or bizman hazeh, until the day passes. Called yom hanef. Right, one of the nine takanos of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, he was misakin that Yom Hanef is kulo aser, the second day of Pesach you have to wait because Meher Yibana Beis HaMikdash, and we'll say, oh, next year we did it in the morning, at the Gemara in Sukkah, and therefore that is totally aser. So the Shaila is, one of the big mysteries already for hundreds of years, the Shaila is, how is it that many, more in Chutz La'aretz, are not so makpid for Chadash? Not so makpid for Chadash. We will buy baked goods, not knowing whether this came from, you know, grains, or maybe if we did it, even if we do know that it came from grains that have taken root since last year Pesach, right? And as we, this time of year, this is when it's the real problematic, right? This is when it's the time of year, because now it's, you know, it's a 2 month and a half till Pesach, right? So now it's problematic. So where does it come from? So there are three basic defenses Three basic defenses. Number one is the Ramah. Let's go in historical order. I mean, actually, it's not in historical order because some quote the earlier sources. There's a Ramah that says Svek Sveka. Very challenging Ramah to understand. The Ramah says in Yaradeya, Simin Reish Sadi Gimel. That's the Simin about Chadash in Yaradeya. The Ramah says that there's a Svek Sveka. What's the Svek Sveka? Every time you have grain, maybe it's from last year's crop. And even if it's from this year's crop, maybe it took root before the Omer. That's the Ramah. So all the Mefarshim ask, that's a Svek Sveka? That's basically the same suffix. Did it take root before or after this year's Pesach? What's the Svek Sveka? Maybe it was last year's, and even if it's this year's, maybe it took root. It's difficult to understand that Ramah, but that's what the Ramah says. The Achronim try to figure out exactly how that becomes a Svek Sveka. Number one, the Bach. Bach is the most famous. They say the Baal Shem Tov was about to Aser Chadash to his all his Hasidim, and the Bach came to him in a dream and said, "I was Mastig the Minhag of Klal Yisrael. Don't be Malshin on the Doris Harishonim." Anyway, what's the Bach? So the Bach says that he has the heter of Tfuas Akum is Pater. Tfuas Akum is Pater. That's what maybe the Bach says according to some Rishonim. The problem is it's against the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says, and that's Simon. Iser Chadash Noe, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, Bein B'shel Yisrael, Bein B'shel Akum. He says it B'feirish. But the Bach argues. The Bach says that when it comes to, right, the Taz says, on the Shulchan Aruch, Ka'akaz of Aposke B'feirish, Umori Chamizal, my father-in-law, the Bach, says the Taz, Umori Chamizal, Kazav Shisha Chacha Brura, D'B'shalovi Kochavim, Eino Noe Chadash. Miperakamad Rosh Hashanah, he goes through, and that is the, quotes the Bach, and he says, not everybody holds like my father-in-law. And that's number two. Number three is other, based on some other Rishonim, the Aruch HaShulchan is a fan of this Shita, and he says, maybe Chutz La'aretz is not the same level. Maybe Chutz La'aretz is, he quotes an Arzarua, he was very excited about this Arzarua, that Chadash in Chutz La'aretz is Durabanan, and once it's Durabanan, and you don't know that it's a Savik Durabanan, and you can be Mako, Hov HaMishnayis V'atanam Chalukim B'davar, V'chazina Nami Amoram, T'ika Avdi Hachi, V'ichad Avdi Hachi, V'lo Itra Hilkos Alo Kamar V'lo Kamar, V'ika Shas Atchak, Islan Lismoch Alstam Mishnah V'atanam V'amoram, D'savi Chadash Chutz La'aretz Durabanan, V'lo Chashin L'sveika. That is all a quote. And then he says, Lofized Nizgalonu Tamir Abasino Makilam Madram Baru of Kishemish, Batsarayam, Vilmali Roa Gdolam Shetarchu. If they would have found this Arzarua, the Shulchan Aruch also would have been Megal. Right? Because he was the Rebbe of the Maharam, who was the Rebbe of the Rush, he was one of the Baalei Tosfos, and of course they would have been Megal if they saw this Arzarua. Okay? That is the different dayas that are quoted. The Vilna Gaon is not happy with any of these. The Mishnah Brura Lechadchila says for sure, one should not rely on this. The Gra vehemently. He says, Maker, I did. It's all Usser. I don't know what you're talking about. In that Mishnah Brura, in the end of Hilchos Pesach, that's where he talks about the trains. He says, the trains that bring us grains from all over the place, you got to be careful about. So the Mishnah Brura quotes the Mesilos. Let me see if I can just find the Lashon. The Mesilos HaBarzel. The Mishnah Brura says, Mikol Makom, Rava Olam, Rova Olam, Einis Harim, Al Isser Chavish, Vish Lumdo Lam Schus, he quotes the Bach, the Chulu, and he says, Bal Nefesh, Lo Yismoch, Al Hatir, Malolo, Vyachvir, Al Asmo, Pchomash Epshalo, the Chulu, okay, if I could find the Lashon right now, but that's where I'm pretty sure, that's where he quotes the trains that they bring the grain from. Oh, here it is. To kayom shederach lohavi al derach mesilas habarzel kamachita mi mekomos arachokim viyadua shebifnim Rusia nimsa harbi mekomos in Israel chitim bakayitz umati sham chadash kimad yosem and ayasham im yodeh sheba akarach misham sorach lizor baze bimos achoref. He continues. Anyway, that is part of the discussions of chadash. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara, lim utemai. Good. Well, so what is this excluding? Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Lazar excludes something. There's something that machshir and are not docha Shabbos. So what is that? So ilam alamuti lulav. Is it lulav that you're not allowed to chop your lulav from the ground on yontif that falls out on Shabbos for Hatanya? Lulav chabashir docha is a Shabbos. Rabbi Lazar. Rabbi Lazar says, what do you mean it's mutter? You're allowed to cut your lulav on Shabbos. The elamute sukkah. What about sukkah? Vatanya sukkah v'chol machshirah dochra to Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Sukkah is also mutter. The elamute matzah. Vatanya matzah v'chol machshirah dochra to Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. Matzah is also mutter. The elamute shofar. Vatanya, meaning baking matzah. Vatanya shofar v'chol machshirah dochra to Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Elazar. You're allowed to cut the shofar off of the ram. You're allowed to do all the malachas. Question mark. So by all of these, Amid Beis is going to be talking about each one of these and finding unique factors about each one. That's why it's one of those great dafim. Every daf is great, but this is we get to speak about all these different mitzvahs. So by all of these, though, Rebbe Elazar says that machshir nar doche. So what does he say? What is Rebbe Yochanan excluding? According to Rebbe Elazar, what is not doche Shabbos? Amar of adabar avilim ute tzitzis l'taliso u'mezuzah l'pischo. Those two. Putting tzitzis on a baguette, which is a malacha of kosher, that you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. U'mezuzah l'pischo, I'm putting up a mezuzah on your door, right? The malacha of bona, right? So that, those two, there's no source in the Torah, so those two, even Rebbe Eliezer would agree, are not doche Shabbos. Tani nami hachib, you also learned it in a brisa, v'shavin, shim tzietz taliso, v'asa mezuzah l'pischo, shu chayif. If you put tzitzis on a talis, if you put a mezuzah up, you're chayif. This is daraisa. My time, amr av yosef levishen kavu alehem zman. There's no set time, meaning you didn't have to do this today. You don't have to do it today, so that's where Rabbi Lezer would not say machshir nedoche. Amalei Abaye, one second. Adaraba. Midein kavu alehem zman. If there's no set time, shouldn't we say the opposite? Kol shaita v'shaita zimnehu. So every moment is its time. Right, if there's no set time, so why don't we say every moment it is its time? And, well, and what? Top Rashi. Difficult, we'll have to talk about it. V'kiva chiyish lo talis. And since you have a talis, b'chol yom shem masheh, below tzitzis, over basay. If you have a talis, every moment that you don't put, every day, that you don't put tzitzis on it, you're violating an asay, a va'asulam tzitzis. The afilu munachas bekufsa, Rashi says. Even if it's in your drawer. Hilkach kol yome ramye mitzvose ale. So every day. So there's no time, that means every day there's time. Is the time. So it should be doche. We'll get back to that Rashi. Let's just do the next line. El amar rav Nachman amar rav Yitzchak v'itamar rav Huna b'rei Yeshua. No. There's no chiyuv to do it today. Why? Hoel ubiyado lahafkiran. You can be mafkir. What can you be mafkir? Mafkir your beged. So there's no chiyuv tzitzis on a beged shawl. Mafkir your house. You mafkir your house. Is that what it's going on too? Right. If you mafkir, if you live in a house that's not yours, you still have a chiyuv to put a mezuzah on. Chupas hadar. So at least be mafkiran. At least seems to be going on the tzitzis element, and the mezuzah element might be that there's no that already is answered by the first stage. Right, the first stage is that the question was only on the tzitzis case and not on the house case. A couple of important points. So Rashi is holding, that's what the Gerin Ashas here points out. Rashi is alluding to a machlokas tanoim in Maseches Menachos. And Rashi is quoting the sheet that we don't hold of. I mean, there is a day there that says tzitzis is chovas mana. Tzitzis is chova on the beged. If I have 10 four-corner garments in my house, I have a chiyuv to put tzitzis on them, even if I never wear them. But we don't hold that way. We hold the chiyuv of tzitzis is only if you wear a four-cornered garment. If you have a four-cornered garment, if you have a puzzle pair of tzitzis in your house, no problem. So what's Rashi doing here? So the Rishonim already are bothered. The Chachamim, the Ramban says, what is Rashi doing? So he says, maybe he's trying to explain the Shita according to L'chol HaDeos. Right? Maybe he's trying to explain it L'chol HaDeos. That's what he says. Oma Peshvirsh Rashi, says the Ramban. Lo as yalibet the hilchasa. The kaibalat tzitzis chovas gavra. The yesh lomar. So the Ritva, I think, when he quoted Rashi, okay, he's just trying to say to leave it to all opinions. The Rabban is a different shot. The Yesh Lomar de Mishum Hachi Amar Biyado Lahafkiran. That's why the next line says he can be mafkirit. Why? Shemikivan Shefkiran Avabisha Lovshan Piturin Tahavi Le Talish Sheula. He says, why does it say biyadolaf kiram? Because we're trying to cover our bases. Biyadolaf kiram is saying, even according to the mandamar that says, the chiv is to wear it, if you wear it when it's hefker, so then it is putter. Meaning the havamina, the question of the gemara was, what about this mandamar? The Ramban is saying that, that's the point of the maskana. The answer of the Gemara is that no. It's like the other opinion, and therefore the ptur is only if you would be mafkir the baged. And if you'd be mafkir the baged, even if you would wear it, it would be mutter. That's how the Ramban reinterprets the shakla vitaria of the Gemara. Number one. Number two, biyadolaf kiran. Two important points here. That is the ksos. I hope I have to figure out when to give a dapi inshi this week, but I have to give the daf the next couple of nights. But the ksos says, you know what our Gemara proves? Our Gemara weighs in on a very important sugya. Hefker. How do we look at Hefker? That is a huge discussion in the Rishonim, fleshed out at length by the Achronim. Is Hefker a kinyan? I'm being makna it to the world. I'm being makna it to Rishus Harabim. Is that how I'm supposed to look at Hefker? Or is Hefker more of a removal? I'm removing my rights. I'm removing my rishus. It's still connected to me, but it's more like a neder. The Rambam uses that lashon. The Rambam says in Ilchas Nedarim, kol hahefker, afal pi she'eino neder, hare kemo neder, she'asur lachzer bo. That's the Rambam's lashon. Says the Ksos, in Reish Ayin Gimel, in Hilchas Hefker, he says, our Gemara proves Mufurish against that Rambam. Because if it's still mine, but I'm basically accepted not to protest when somebody else would pick it up, then he should still have a Chiyuv of Tzitzis on it, if it's still legally mine. The fact that B'yodel Afkiran gets out of your Chiyuv of Tzitzis, says the Ksos, I think that proves Kenyan. I prove that it's out of your Rishus, and therefore, I got to figure out what to do with this language of the Rambam. But again, maybe we'll have hopefully the next shiur will be about that, but that is the Ksosa Sa'ara. The other point, though, that's mentioned by the Achronim, a question on this line, these two lines are jam-packed. The Minchas Chinuch and the Prima Gadim both ask the following question. What's the problem? We say, oh, this is an exception to the rule. Kosher, you can't tie your tzitzis on. Why, ask the Minchas Chinuch, why can't you tie your tzitzis in a kesher she'enu shel kayam away, which would be good enough for tzitzis, but not a violation of Hilchas Shabbos? Let's say tie your tzitzis, but have in mind that you're going to untie them that night. We learned kosher a couple of prakim ago, right? Eluk Sharim. Remember we said you gotta it's gotta be a maisa uman. It's got well, machlokas we shown in there, but it's gotta be you have to have in mind for it to be there at least 24 hours. So if you're going to untie within 24 hours, ask the Minchas Chinuch, ask the Prima Gadim, so why can't you do that? So for Hilchas Tzitzis is good enough, and if Hilchas Shabbos is not good enough, so the Minchas Chinuch himself gives two answers. Minchas Chinuch says, no, maybe not. Maybe the halacha is, since it's good enough for Tzitzis, then we might say it's good enough for Shabbos too. Kind of like an achshave type of halacha. Once you've been machshavin and it's significant for one area of halacha, it's significant for another area of halacha. We find this in many examples. The first parak in Sukkah talks about that if something's a wall for Hilchas Shabbos, it might be a wall for Sukkah and vice versa. Number one. Or number two, says the Minchas Chinuch, a fascinating suggestion. Maybe you're right. The Gemara's not worried about the malacha of kosher. The Gemara's worried about makeh bepatish. Even if you tied in a kesher she'eino shel kayam away, and you're no violate kosher, you're being machshir your tzitzis. And therefore, maybe it's makeh bepatish. Amazing. A halachic makeh bepatish. We're going to talk about that in a couple of days, when we'll see if there's anybody who says bris milah is makeh bepatish. And number three, the third answer, is the bir halacha. The bir halacha says, in the beginning of the kosher, in Kuf Yud Zayin, that if there is a knot that everybody knots for more than 24 hours, that's what it always is used for. That even if there's a singular individual that uses it, that knots it for less, ba'la daito is a kaladam. And therefore, that's still a not da'araisa. So the two answers of Minchas Chinuch, do you say migu, or do you say makom patish? And the bir halacha in Kuf Yud Zayin, I think, Shin Yud Zayin, Hilchas Shabbos, says otherwise. Okay, Amar Mar. So here we go. So now we get to talk about each of these mitzvahs. Sir Eliezer says, now that we found the exceptions, we have to figure out what the sources are for all the ones that were doche. So lulav and all its machshir in a doche Shabbos. Meaning you're allowed to cut the lulav on yontif that falls out on Shabbos in order to use for sukkah. Sir Eliezer. Minale l'Rav Eliezer ha. Oh, I mentioned before, Erev Shavuos might be on Shavuos. Minale l'Rav Eliezer ha. Imi Omer v'shtei alechem. Where does he learn Lula from? Does he learn it from Omer and Shtei alechem, which we already had? Shekein Tzorah Kavoah. Maybe you can compare it, because those are Karbanos. Those are Tzorah Kavoah. Maybe it's not strong enough. Machshirin of a Hedyo wouldn't work. Zela Makra, Biyom afilu b'Shabbos. The extra word, Biyom. So what is that Bayom teaching me? Is it coming to teach me that you're allowed to be metaltel the lulav on Shabbos? Is it krala mishrei tiltol? The pasuk going to be teaching me that because being metaltel lulav is on a malacha. So elo lemachshirav. So it must be, says Rabbi Eliezer, that it's coming to teach me that even the machshirei lulav are docha Shabbos. The Rabbanan who say machshirin are not docha Shabbos, what do they use hayom bayom for? Homi bayle bayom ala balayla. To teach me that the mitzvah of lulav is only by day and not by night. You can't shake a lulav at night. For Rabbi Eliezer, bayom ala balayla mi nale. How does Rabbi Eliezer know that halacha? Nafgalei mi usmachtem lefnei Hashem alokeichem shivas yamim. It says yamim. Yamim ala leilos. Ready? Says Yamim. The Rabbanan Israel. The Rabbanan say no. You need both Yom and Yamim. Itzrich. Sakat adachamina nelef shivas yamim misuka. If I would have only had that second pasuk of usmachtem, I would have learned a different gzeirah shava from the mitzvah of sukkah. Malahalon yamim afilo leilos, just like the mitzvah of sukkah is 24 hours, day and night. Afkan yamim. So to hear by lulav, it's yamim vafilo leilos. Kamash malon. That's why you need the extra word of bayom to emphasize only bayom. Period. So what about the opposite direction then? So why do you need the psukim by Omer and Shtei Alechem? Just have the pasuk by Lulav. And say, if even Tzorach Hedyot is mutter, so Tzorach Avo is surely mutter. No, Mishum Dikala Mifrach, Mala Lulav Shkintan Arba Minim. No, Lulav is more chamor. Lulav has four parts to it. Dal and Minim. And that makes it even more unique in a certain sense than the Shtei Halechem and the Omer. This Amud is so beautiful in that we're gonna try to crystallize the uniqueness of every mitzvah. Shtei Halechem and Omer, what's the uniqueness? Those are karbanos, Sarah Kavoha. Lulav, Dal and Minim. Shofar, we'll see. Sukkah, we'll see. Matzah, we'll see. Each of these. But before that, Dal and Minim, Tosfos says, what do you mean? The Omer and the Shtei Halechem also have other Minim. Shtei Halechem, on Shavuos, that comes with wine, that comes with oil, that comes with animals. The only time there's a carbon shlamim, that's at Tzibur, the Kivsei Atzeres. So that also has a bunch of minim. So says Tosis, yeah, but those aren't ma'akev each other. Those are ma'akev each other. Right? There are even certain times in history that you only had one without the other. That's not one unit. The dalet minim of lulav, that's one unit. They're ma'akvin zedzeh. Right? Gemara says in Masechta Sukkah, but that's an important ha'aref tosis. This relates to, again, a big topic that we've touched on in the past. The Rambam says beferish in one of the shrushim. I think it's Shorish Yud Aleph. The Rambam says that you don't count parts of a mitzvah as separate mitzvahs. And he gives this example. Hadassim, aravos, esrog. It's not four different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah. How do you know it's one mitzvah? Ma'akvin zedzeh. And the Rambam says, and where do you have a contrast? Tzitzis. I'm sorry. Tefillin, the Rambam says. Tefillin, shel rosh, tefillin, shel yad, are not ma'akiv each other. If somebody has a cast on their arm all the way up to their shoulder, then they just put on the tefillin shel rosh. Right? There's no mitzvah tefillin shel yad if you don't have even a stump to put the tefillin on. So those are not ma'akiv each other, and that's a reflection of those two separate mitzvahs. The Rambam himself, though, notes that the problem is tzitzis. Tchelus and lovin are not ma'akiv each other, but I count it as one mitzvah. So how does that work? I thought if they're non-ma'akev, they're separate mitzvahs. So the Rambam and the Achronim explain, there are two types of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. One type are ein ma'akvin, they're independent mitzvos, like tefillin. And another type of ein ma'akvin is that there are important parts of the mitzvah and tafel parts of the mitzvah. So for example, chalitza, Rav Soloveitchik likes to give this example, chalitza. Chalitza, there is the taking off of the shoe, there's the spitting at the floor, there's the reading of the psukim. Only the taking off the shoe is ma'akev. So you're going to tell me the Kriyas HaParsha is not ma'akev and therefore it's a separate mitzvah? No. That's a different type of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. And what it means there is that it is not a crucial ingredient and therefore one could do without it. But it doesn't mean that it's going to be counted separately in the minyan of mitzvah. That's an important statement the Rambam makes. There are two types of ein ma'akvin zedzeh. Right, but here, Tosfos says, by Lulav, we hold Ma'akvin says that they're all part of one big mitzvah. Good. We continue. Sukkah v'kol makshirin adokras haShabbos. Sukkah and its makshirin are adokras haShabbos. You'll have to cut down schach on Shabbos, sukkahs, to make your sukkah. Dev Rebbe Eliezer. Minol le'el Rebbe Eliezer. How does Rebbe Eliezer know this? Imi omer v'shealachem, shkin sorak avohu. Those are out. Imi lulav, shkin ton arba aminim. El gomer shivas yamim lulav, gzera shava, mala halon makshir of dochad es ha-shabbos, just like by lulav, af kanai makshir of dochad es ha-shabbos. V'lok dav rachmanim mi sukkah, v'nesim mihanaf v'nigmar minei. So why don't you write it by sukkah then? If sukkah is the most kal, write it by sukkah and then learn a kal v'chomer. Mishum dikal amifrach, mala sukkah shkin oheges b'leilos kibayamim. No, sukkah is different because sukkah is 24/7, literally, just for 1/7, right? 24/7, that's what Sukkot is. And that's why, unlike Lulav, which is only by day, right? Only by, like the other Karbanos, only by day. Avodah is only by Yom. So that's Sukkot's uniqueness. It is 24/7. What does that mean? Because it's your headquarters for the week. It's Teshu Kein Taduru. Sukkot is your life, is our life for the week. That's why it's day and night. Good. Matzah. Next one. Matzah v'chol makshirah dochen as a Shabbos. Divrei Rebbe Eliezer. Minon le'el Rebbe Eliezer ha. How do I know that you're allowed to bake your matzahs on Pesach Shabbos? Imi omer v'shtei alechem shkin zorah gavoa. It's karbanos. Imi lulav shkin tohad alaminim. Imi sukkah shinu heges balaylos kibayamim. So all of those you can't learn from. So what's the uniqueness of, what's the limud by matzah? Elagamar chamisha asar mechagas sukkis. You learn matzah from sukkis. Put this on the list of Tesvav. Malahalad Machshira Adochanas HaShabbos, Afkan Machshira Adochanas HaShabbos. Just like by Sukkis, Machshir Nadochas, so too here. The list of Rachmana B'matzah V'neso L'hanach V'nigmar Minei. So why don't you just learn it from Matzah? Mishum Dikol HaMifrach. Malah Matzah Shekeinu Heges B'Nashim Kiba'anashim. First one on the list. Men and women. Men and women. It's a universal mitzvah. Matzah, right? Kol sheyeshno b'chametz yeshno b'matzah. And that's why it makes it more chomer in a sense. And that is why one cannot learn it from matzah. If you only had matzah, you wouldn't be able to learn the other mitzvahs. Good. Again, there's a lot about matzah, but we continue. Shofar v'kol machshir v'dokhan as a Shabbos, Sivir Rebbe Eliezer. Minol Eliezer Rebbe Eliezer, ha, how do I know that I can violate the Isser Daraisa of Gozes, of taking the horn off of the ram and using it for shofar? So, imi omar v'shti alechem shkin tzara kavoa. Imi lulov shkin toa dal arminim. Imi sokah shkinu heges b'lez kibayamim. Imi matzah shkinu heges b'nashim kibayanashim. Right, we had all of those already. Those uniquenesses. So, Ela Amakra, Yom Trua Yelachem, by Yom Afilu B'Shabbos. Yom Trua should be a Yom Trua. Pasuk in Parshas Pinchas. We just did this in Mitzvashir last week. Yom Trua Yelachem. So, Ulamai. So, what is the Pasuk teaching me? What is Mutter on Shabbos by Shofar? Ulamai. Ilei Militzkiya. Is it the blowing? You don't need a Pasuk for that. Hatanat Vei Shmuel. Komalechas Avodalo Sasu. Yatzisas Tkiya Shofar Veridias Apas. Blowing Shofar, or taking bread out of an oven on Shabbos, she chachma v'ena malacha. That's a skill. That's not a malacha. So the pasuk wouldn't be telling me that that's mutter. So elo l'machshirin. So Rebbe Elazar says it must be the machshirin or docha. V'rabbanan back. Ahu mi bayle biyom v'lo b'layla. No, biyom is teaching me that the mitzvah of shofar is only by daytime. You can't blow shofar at night. V'Rebbe Elazar biyom v'lo b'layla minale. How does he know that? Nafkale mi biyom ha-kipurim. He knows it from the shofar of Yovel. Yom Kippur of Yovel, as we know there are parallels between the two. Mi biyom ha-kipurim taviru shofar b'chol ha-artzachem. V'gamri me'adadi, and you learn one from the other. And the Rabbanim would just say, no, you don't. V'lichtov rachmana b'shofar v'leisim yihanaf ligmur minei. So same thing. Why don't you just write it by shofar then and learn all the others from shofar? Last line, no. Mitkiya shofar d'shirash Hashanah leka l'migmar. You can't learn it from shofar Rosh Hashanah. Why? Shkei machneses zichrono sho yisrael aviyam shabashamayim. Wow. Right? Because shofar is about bringing our zikaron in front of Hashem. Right? Like the Rosh Hashanah says, it's k'lofnai v'lofnim. It's a unique mitzvah. You can't learn it from Shofar of Yom Kippur, because that's also unique. It accomplishes something. It's not just a Maisa Mitzvah. Da'amar Mar, Tiku Bezin Shofar, Taku Bezin Shofar, once they blow Shofar, Niftru Avadin Lobateyem, Visados Chosus Lobaleyem. There was a limbo period, the Gemara describes, between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Yovel, and by Yom Kippur, everybody goes home and the fields go back. So you see, what does that mean? There's something accomplished by this Mitzvah. It's not just a Mitzvah, that is a Maisa Mitzvah, that's why maybe it's unique, and therefore you can't learn any of the others from these. Okay, maybe we'll talk a little bit about the Shofar of Rosh Hashanah and Yovel, and the differences between them, Beth Hashem, the beginning of tomorrow's Shir, and then we'll get into Mila. Tomorrow we get back into Mila, and Pikuach Nefesh. How do you know Mila is Docha Shabbos? And the Machshiri Mila Docha Shabbos. That's what we will talk about, Beth Hashem, on tomorrow's Daf, among other Inyanim. Okay, we'll stop here. Tomorrow's Daf, again, we're doing tonight. And then the next day also, just the night before, and then from Thursday we'll get back with the morning. Okay, we'll stop here.